There are some last words that I'd like to say to the group. Guys, I don't care how tough you think you are, nothing hits harder than life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, okay? And don't be pointing fingers saying, I'm not where I need to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you.
Hey now.
Hello.
This is the Brandon and Brandon podcast coming at you once again.
For the fifth time. Possibly the worst.
And we have a special edition of this podcast. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us.
Yeah, we're surrounded
in
by
studio
assholes
rather than the standard
the whole time.
Two. We got one girl studying. We got one guy just sitting there with an American Eagle shirt on. His girlfriend kind of half sitting on his lap. Stay
okay.
True to your values, right?
I guess.
Don't worry about the listeners.
Even if your values will scare people. Okay.
Another value I have is for Alberta to start selling liquor in the grocery stores.
I know.
I mean, there is a new bill that's going to allow basically Ontario to start selling liquor in their grocery stores, which I'm excited about because the more they start doing it, like every other province, I mean, Alberta's obviously going to be the last. Like, we're the last for everything else.
Oh,
because
they know how much of a shit show it would be. Alcoholism would shoot up more than it is.
Oh, yeah, no. We would, hands down, we would abuse the shit out of it by now.
Well, I mean, we already do. But
we
if it's in grocery stores, you can buy a chicken and
we,
a case of beer.
Yeah. We abuse the fact that there are liquor stores.
Yeah.
But once, like, but
once you can get it with your food, like your groceries that you eat daily.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, we abuse the shit out of liquor stores as it is. And if it ever comes into a grocery store, I mean, I'm not going to complain about it.
No.
But
it wouldn't change much.
It really wouldn't because, I mean, usually you go get groceries and then you stop at the liquor store. Exactly what I did today. I went to Sobeys and then I went to the Liquor Depot.
Would you still call it an LC?
I think I would. No, we don't really call it the LC here, though. It's mostly the L Boy.
Fuck, it's the same fucking thing.
I know, but a different name.
Wow.
Well,
why is it an L-boy?
The LCBO, buddy. The L-boy.
Fucking weird Easterners.
Hey, you want to pick me up for the L-boy there?
Oh, yeah, sure. The L-boy. We just came back from the Mac there. All right, what else do we have? Marathon Man for covering cat blood.
Yeah.
So apparently Melissa and Cats got out of hand and there's blood.
Yeah. So this man is found with blood all over him. The cat.
Oh, wow. Deputies in the, Florida?
Florida Keys.
Of course, Florida.
It's Florida.
It's always Florida. Every fucking show we have is a weird Florida news story because it is.
Man, we got...
Because it's Florida.
I have multiple Florida man news.
Perfect.
So this man is found in his own home, covered in cat blood. Don't really care what the story is, but they found a man covered in cat blood.
He looks like a guy that would be covered in cat blood.
Yeah. Another good Florida news story. Man attacked by ants while pressure washing.
Holy shit.
His rescuers finished job.
Oh, he couldn't even finish it himself?
He's attacked by ants!
Ants! Pussy. Ants are cunts. They get everywhere and start biting him.
Yeah. Went about 15 feet and pushed the doorbell. Next thing I knew, I was on the ground. I was out.
That's
an actual quote from this.
These have to be some jacked ants. Like, they sound
when
like
I come
intense.
Back...
Gold's Gym.
Yeah. When I come back, his head was here and his shoulder was here and the rest of him was that way.
Holy shit.
I couldn't get nothing out of him. Scared me to death.
These ants have to be benched.
Dear Mr.
Hurt
and family, we finished pressure washing your front wall.
He must have dropping steak on
him. First response team comes and rescues the guy, finishes pressure washing his front walk.
Guess they were not so busy.
Well,
I guess.
Either that or they're just really, really nice guys.
He's getting tagged by ants. What the fuck? I'm surprised it sounded like an alligator.
We got another good Florida man There's a pilot with a drone, and
Hold on. Shut up. Speaking of drones, you know what kind of technology drones, the technology of drones allows us to excel in the art of stalking?
Well, it completely replaces binoculars.
Well, yeah, because holding a pair of binoculars while masturbating is really hard.
Yeah. I mean, at least with a drone, it's completely stationary.
Well, you, just
you really don't need, like, once it's
no,
set
you
up,
just
you really
your,
don't need hands to operate it.
You just got your computer screen, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fly into any daycare or McDonald's, and you've got all the video you need.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, binoculars, consider them useless, consider them obsolete.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is good.
So what are those supposed to be? They're all like the commercial airlines and whatnot.
So this is the guy's flight. Right, with his drone.
Yeah. What if he just spells Allah across the fucking thing?
Allahu Akbar!
Allah!
But so what this guy
we're getting blown up. We're gonna die.
So this guy starts his flight, and it looks somewhat like a normal flight path, right? He goes, he does some loops over.
He attempted the cock right there.
He attempted the first penis and realized he couldn't do it then. Goes on a big straightaway, does the loop around, and on the flight radar, he draws a dick with his plane. And this isn't no small dick, ladies and gentlemen. This is a dick, looks like, over the course of a couple hundred kilometers.
Yeah. This is southwest of Orlando, in not too far north of Lakeland, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically between Orlando and Lakeland.
Yes.
Just shapes a big, big old cock.
Huge dick. Like, I bet you each one of those dicks, like the... like, lengths of shaft of cock was, like, that was probably, like, a half-hour flight each.
Oh, yeah, no, that was...
And then he was, like, slowly tilting, making sure the curvature of the head of the cock was proper. And he just has his plane in the perfect angle.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. Like, this guy's just a completely private operator, just decides to go out there and draw a dick with his plane. If that's not creativity, I don't know what it is.
Pretty creative.
We got another good one. We got our first transgendered person traveling to space.
A shim.
A shim, yes. A she and a him.
Fucking smart.
So,
about
200,000 people applied for the $6 billion Mars project. And about 1,000 people were selected. And out of that 1,000 people, they selected a transgendered person. A shim. As Bill would call it.
Or a door hole.
Are they going to have, like, a separate bathroom for the one shim on the planet? Just, like, human rights and whatnot,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, I mean, what bathroom do they really use?
Well, the tags. Space travel, Mars 1, Mars travel, space exploration, planet life, Mars, Earth Hall, LGBT, transgender, trans rights, astronaut, Vice UK, Vice Global. So, it says human rights... in the, well, trans rights, well, kind of the same thing.
Shim rights. Shim
rights. So what's going to be the argument? They get to Mars, and they're not treated as equals. Are they going to make their own colony out of all their cool space stuff, or are they going to burn in the sun? Like,
didn't Martin Luther King already do that shit?
Go to Mars?
I have a dream.
He did not go to Mars.
Something like that.
Went to Mars, actually. Yeah, I think that's not accurate.
But last time I checked, he had a dream of an affordable steak dinner for two.
At a diner in South Carolina, or something.
Yeah. Some southern state. I have a dream where a man and a woman can get two steaks and two baked potatoes for $19.99.
Holy shit.
Start playing that. The hell kind of stuff you're trying to
do. That looks like a Tony Hawk movie. Look how detailed the trucks on the skateboard are. Look at the bushings. They're clear.
Those are some clear bushings. That's a new skateboard.
No shit.
Or lightly used, if you will.
China's elite female bodyguard. Let's skip this ad. Are we just going to hear, like...
Who really watches that?
Anybody who watches TV.
PBR, buddy?
What does it say? Well, okay.
It's fun to be rich and white.
I just watched Jerry Springer still. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Mom, get me another beer! Springer's about to start!
Ma, the meatloaf!
Fuck! You know, I was watching that movie on, it was on the W Network. And they, well, it was like abuse of women's rights, so they blank out everything. They blank out that whole fucking scene.
No.
So me and my dad were watching, we're like, oh, my, this is so funny. And the whole scene was just like missed.
Cut out. Yeah, no, the best actually, have you seen Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie?
You showed me that last night.
So these two guys are sitting in their living room, right? And the mom comes, "Hey Tim, you want me to make sloppy joes? What you like to put your mouth around?" "Ma, when we're hungry, I'll fucking tell you when we're hungry. We're not hungry. So just hang out until we're fucking hungry." I'll find something to do. What you like to put your mouth around? you want some sloppy joes?
Hold on. China's elite female bodyguard. This story sucks.
Well, it's not really a story, it's more of a video story.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we're an audio podcast, so we're not much at liberty to show you guys a video.
Let's go to cockfighting in the Philippines.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds awesome.
Again, it looks more of a video thing. There's not really much to say.
God,
sounds
damn
like
it.
Childhood
growing up where?
In the Philippines.
Yeah.
Billy, you're the whitest person here. Let's talk about this one.
Except for Katrina, the one studying, grading cue cards during this recording.
Okay, we'll go to my phone because we have some. So I basically typed in sex toy injuries. So some woman is suing a pipe dream sex toy.
It's a pipe dream.
They're a sex toy maker.
Okay.
But the funniest part is her name. Her name is April Bonjour. Does that not sound like a porn name?
Bonjour, Diamond Jim.
April, hello. This is in California, of course. Northern California. So basically, her description of her use of the pipe dream product. "During usage, I felt a sharp pain inside my vagina," she wrote. "My boyfriend quickly removed the toy. It was covered with blood. Hold on. My son was woken up so we could go to the hospital," she wrote. "He thought I was dying, and quite frankly, so did I." And hold on. Pipe Dream's official company motto is, "We don't make the orgasm, make the orgasm better." So apparently it involves, like, vaginal damage, I guess. I don't know.
They're committed.
Their son woke up.
In the least bit, they're
committed.
They
woke their son up. They're like, "Mommy has to go to the hospital."
Yeah, they're committed to
vaginal
injuries.
Because she's too large of a size of dildo. I told her, but she did not listen.
What's that?
Get you to involve the cherry.
She has a son. There is no cherry. It has been destroyed many times over. Billy. Okay.
This is a man's daughter we're talking about here.
Yeah, fuck. Fuck's sake, Billy. How to avoid anal accidents is my other one.
Oh, this interests me.
Don't bring Hulk hands to the bedroom.
No Popeye forearms involved. For anal play, use an anal toy. Okay, that's meh. Call that one. "Those men always get themselves into buttloads of trouble." Nice pun. Yesterday, okay, hold on. There's an actual site called Boinkology. Alerted us to a story about a priest who got a... did you hear about the... It was like, I think it was a good year ago. I heard it on Jason Ellis. There was a fucking priest in the UK. I can't remember if Scotland or Ireland. Probably Ireland, because it's, you know, it's a potato story. What happened was he was hanging up curtains. There's a priest, mind you. He's hanging up curtains in his kitchen, and his story, he had a potato lodged 6 inches inside of his ass. He goes to the hospital and tells them this, that he has a potato inside himself. And his explanation was that he was hanging up curtains, slipped on something, fell onto his kitchen table, and the potato was so perfectly placed and lubricated and, like, propped up that it entered his anal cavity.
Are you saying this not happened to you before?
Well, it's usually deliberate. His was supposedly accidental.
Deliberate or accidental, it's happened to all of us, really.
But, like, you fall on your table and your potato happens to be propped up for penetration. Like, it doesn't make any
sense. Yeah, some of them are funny shaped. I'm on this guy's side, man.
I wonder if they grow the potatoes to, like, a more ergonomic shape.
A phallic shape, if you will.
Quoth the surgeon who extracted the sad root vegetable.
Yeah, takes, that would be a miserable.
Hold on, here's the surgeon or doctor. Okay, yeah, it's the surgeon. He explained to me, quite sincerely, that he'd been hanging curtains naked in the kitchen when he fell backwards onto the kitchen table, onto a potato. That's okay. Well, hold on. This is a good, nice quote. He makes his own. Okay, somebody talking about his wife's used dildo and blah, blah. A person's sex toy is sacred, and only they should decide how, where, and when upon whom it is used. If the toy is porous, fecal bacteria can get lodged into the microscopic nooks and crannies, potentially leading to a nasty infection for her, no matter how long scrubbed with antibacterial soap. So now you know.
It's not too bad.
No.
But as always, I think we have drinking plans this evening.
Don't we always?
Well, we always do, but this evening is no exception.
Of course.
So we're going to close you out with a little clip from my most favorite songs. We don't have a explicit joke to close you out with.
Are you fucked? I always have an explicit joke.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Let him have a sip of his rye.
Alright. Why do gay guys use draped condoms? More traction in the mud.
That is way too good.
I've never thought that quickly.
Well, guess what?
No. That was pretty damn good.